Welcome to today's episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. It's all about faith, understanding, encouragement, and life. Be blessed by this episode. Blessed be God, it's a joy to come your way with God's word. Romans 1:17 says, "For in it," referring to the gospel of Jesus, "God's righteousness is revealed from faith to faith, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith." So we understand that in the gospel of Christ, the righteousness of God is revealed. And the revelation of God's righteousness, or the disclosure of God's righteousness, is made known to us from faith to faith. God communicates his righteousness to us from one measure of faith to the other. So the more we grow in faith, the more we should grow in righteousness, how we understand righteousness and how we practice righteousness. And then the scripture says that, and even as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. That is still on the verse number 17. So the righteous, those who have believed in Christ Jesus, those who have placed their faith and trust in Christ, those who have seen God's righteousness revealed to them from one measure of faith, these people, the scripture says, will live by faith. The operational word is will live, not just will have. A lot of people have faith, but they do not live by faith. It is one thing to have a car and to drive the car around. Sometimes people park their cars and prefer to walk. Perhaps they want to exercise. Perhaps they want to economize their fuel rations and whatever reason. So having is not the same as living by it. Having something is not the same as living by it. People sometimes get unconscious and they are hospitalized. They may have life, but they are not really living. They are unconscious and inactive at the time. So a lot of God's people have faith, but they do not live by faith. What does it mean to live by faith? To live by faith is simple. It is two things that have been brought together. The first one is to live. That means you wake up from sleep, you go about your activities, and you go through the day. And then other thing is by faith. So the living by faith means that your life, your daily life, has a faith aspect to it. It has a faith component to it. So when you wake up from sleep, the faith component is that you go before God and appreciate him for the gift of life and for his mercy and trust yourself into his care. As you go through life, you experience challenges or confrontations. You whisper a prayer and ask God for his wisdom and for his ideas. And then when you have tough battles, you ask God for his strength. When you mess up and you slip, you ask God for his mercy and his forgiveness. When there's a need and you are not able to meet that need, you ask God for his supply. This is living by faith. And you do that consistently. Sometimes people in their moments of need rather turn off their faith. In their moments of need, they get discouraged, they grumble, they complain, and they get so offended even to trust God and ask for God's intervention. Because in their mind, they think that perhaps I've prayed a few times or a couple of times and I've seen nothing, so what's the use? But the just shall live by faith. As long as you are alive, the faith component of your life must never go out. The faith component of your life must keep functioning. So in your daily life, whether you are schooling or you are working, whether you are married or you are getting ready to marry, whatever daily life is for you, whether you sit in an air-conditioned office or you stay under the sun to go about your hustle, whatever you call your daily life must have a faith component, a faith persuasion to it. So the righteous do not decouple their faith from their life. Some people have the impression, oh, faith issues or faith is reserved for when we go to church or when we are together with other believers. Then we have a kind of separatist mindset where we have compartmentalized and separated our lives so that our faith life is separate from our working life, which is separate from our family life, and is separate from our business life. But the righteous does not compartmentalize. The righteous does not separate the various aspects of their life. The righteous actually, functionally, practically, to all intents and purposes, live out their daily life by faith, in faith, with faith, and through faith. So when they are sick, they express their faith in God's healing. When they are weak, they express their faith in God's strength. When they are down, they express their faith in God's power to lift them up. The righteous live by faith. Ask yourself, am I living by faith? If you cannot confidently answer to the affirmative, chances are that you may have faith, all right, but you are not living by faith. If you find yourself in that position, ask God to help you so that you can translate your faith into something that you work with, you live by, and you operate with, that it will be functional, beneficial, and resourceful to you, because the righteous live by faith. The Lord bless you. Shalom, peace, and life to you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. Till I come your way next time, grow in faith, increase in understanding, give encouragement, enjoy life in Christ.